now time for tonight's postgame coaches interview, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, a 1992 graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. All you need to do is call Ashton at 704-696-2424. And coach, it took just about everything in that game come up on the wrong side, but that was a fight for 45 minutes.
Yeah, you know, we just have such a narrow margin for error, and you know, every possession, we live and die with every possession, and you know, our guys fought their hearts out, and they had very little left. They had nothing left, and just disappointed for them. They fought their hearts out.
You talk about some of the shots by Jack Gibbs at pivotal moments. Some of those threes that he hit at those key points were pretty phenomenal.
Well, Jack makes big plays at big times, and we had that shot to win it at the end, and we didn't get it down. And it was a great defensive stop. Rusty Riegel did a tremendous job of guarding the ball, and they got a 5-second count. And how often do you see that in a late game situation? And you know, we got the ball to Jack, and he got double teamed, and he threw it up to Peyton, and got the ball to Key, and I thought Key should have shot the ball. Instead, he passed it to Will McGarity, and Will caught it in traffic and just had nothing to get it up on the rim. That was a shot that Keyshawn should have taken from the corner, and he was very open with 2 seconds on the shot clock and the game clock, and the way he's been shooting it, I take my money on him.
Going back to overtime, the 36 seconds left, the slight differential game to shot clock. Was anything else discussed, or was the deal to
we go talked play about out? We talked about fouling and putting them on the line, and you know, they're not a great foul shooting team. We just felt we could have got a stop, Matthews goes left-handed. It's that simple, and we're supposed to play his left hand, and we didn't play the left hand, and we got the ball up with 11 seconds to go, and we got the ball up the court, but we didn't get the shot we wanted.
And coach, we talked in the pregame about Hassan Martin, among the other guys. How hard is it, you know, put it into perspective, guys like Martin and Iverson on the inside, and a scorer like Matthews, three of those guys trying to go at them?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we faced was very much like the last game, Jared. At the eight-minute mark in the last game, we were also up on these guys. And what normally happens is we wear people down, but we didn't wear people down. You see, Jack played 44, Peyton played 42, and Keyshawn played 39, and Rusty played 35, and Will played 33. We just didn't wear them down as much as they wore us down, so our cuts weren't as crisp. You know, you saw that turnover right in front of your bench, right in front of you, because we just didn't meet the pass, and we threw kind of a very weak pass. And that was the point that we had a 9-point lead, and we took a very bad 3-point shot on an offensive rebound. They scored. Then we made that entry pass. They scored. So now it's a 5-point lead, and they got some life breathed into them, and it's all the result of us, you know, the fatigue factor that struck because of the amount of minutes our guys are playing, and the cuts aren't as crisp, the passes aren't as sharp, the screens aren't as strong. And credit to Rhode Island. They're a very tenacious, aggressive team. And, they come after you. And they did that in that last 8 minutes that really they sped us up instead of us being in control.
And finally, Coach, how pleased were you with, we talked about the energy and guys being tired, playing all those minutes. The energy was there at the end.
Well, yeah, the energy was there. I look at the ledger as 73-70, and that's never something that's pleasing to me. Dayton and a week ago, and now here, Rhode Island, the two overtime losses in a week period against two of the top teams in the conference, that's a tough pill to swallow.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, Jared. Thank you.